Hello everyone, I'm Desmond and welcome to another edition of Edgecast Mini. The verses that we're going to look through today are Mark 11, 20-24. Verses 20-21 says this: "The next morning, as they passed by the fig tree Jesus had cursed, the disciples noticed it was withered from the roots. Peter remembered what Jesus had said to the tree on the previous day and exclaimed, 'Look, teacher, the fig tree you cursed has withered.'" And as you can see, Peter responded with surprise, and as if like Jesus wasn't able to do it. But Jesus was able to do it. You know, there are many times where I find myself praying faithless prayers. Like Peter, I pray prayers, but I don't really believe that they are actually going to happen. Like I know that God is able, but I don't have enough faith to trust that He's able to do what I ask of Him. But Jesus puts it clearly to us in verses 22-24. "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Notice how Jesus replies Peter. See, the first words he said were, "Have faith in God." And then he continues to say, "Whoever says to this mountain." Do you hear that? Whoever. And whoever simply means, literally means anyone. It doesn't mean only those who had prayed for 2,000 years or read their Bible like a gazillion times and memorized like 1,002 verses from the Old Testament. But he literally means whoever. And so you see, as long as we have enough faith to ask God and enough faith to trust Him, He will do it for us. And whoever means you or me, we can be the ones who say to the mountain, "Be removed and thrown into the sea." So what is your mountain today? It might be that you need healing or you in your body or you need a miracle for your meds test or even for the salvation of your friends. See, in verse 24, Jesus says, "Whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." God has a solution to your problem, whatever it is, and He's able to bring about the miracle that you need. You just need to have faith in God. As simple as that.